Unit 4. 4.1.
So how much work have you guys done on the essay?
A bit, but I'm still thinking about things.
What about you, Pavel?
I haven't quite finished my reading.
So here, where it says outline and discuss, I mean, do we have to put forward a point of view?
That's usually what it means.
Like whether we think IT is a good thing for tourism marketing?
Yes, that's what I understand.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
No-brainer?
You don't really need to think about it.
Why not?
Well, Dan, the way I see it is IT is great for marketing and sales. I mean, the whole world becomes your potential market. You can really get a marketing message out there.
Well, yes, anyone can find out about any tourist destination.
And another good point is booking online. Makes booking a holiday so much easier and quicker.
Yes, well, that's mostly true.
I sense a but in your voice, Pavel.
Well, I suppose the internet is flexible, I agree, but I sometimes wonder if it's always efficient.
Aha, I knew you weren't convinced.
Like the other day, I tried to book a flight online and I couldn't get the exact date I wanted, and I had to go back and start my booking again from the beginning, at least 3 times. I actually wasted a lot of time.
That's interesting because, well, I'm beginning to think that there are quite a few negatives about using the internet for tourism marketing.
Really? Do you think so?
Well, let's look at another issue. There's the whole confidentiality thing. In one of the articles I read, it said a lot of people don't like booking online because they're worried about what online travel agencies will do with their personal information.
But don't most websites have some kind of box you click on to make sure no one else gets your information?
Most do, but sometimes it's not obvious. You can miss it.
Yeah, and my aunt forgot to click one of those boxes and she ended up on some telephone marketing list. She had people ringing her up all the time, offering her special prices on holidays and flights and things. It drove her crazy.
It sure would do that.
So, Dan, you're thinking of arguing against IT in your essay?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
What about you, Pavel?
Well, I'm going to try and put forward both points of view. You know, make a balanced argument.
Well, I have to say that there are quite a few negatives.
So you're not planning to talk about your aunt in the essay?
No, I don't think so. Truth is, I've still got quite a bit more reading to do. I've got to find more evidence for my ideas.
More reading. Guess that's what I need to do too.